This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It is your sports bros, Rop. That's me.
Sada.
And Big Sook's right over there.
What's up, dude?
Ryan Buckley is here. If you're just tuning in, he did hit another PGA Tour first round leader today.
It's unbelievable.
Fucking. He got Keith Mitchell at 55-1. It really is unbelievable.
The man can't be stopped.
He can't.
You know.
So, congratulations to Ryan Buckley.
And it makes me sad.
It doesn't make us sad. It makes us happy.
By the way,
who do you think you are? I am!
On his superfecta hit last week on the Derb, I asked him what he was going to do with the monies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that guy's got? Is your wife doesn't listen, does she?
No, she's not listening, but she's now aware of the windfall because my stepdad listens and he mentioned it. And it wasn't, but it wasn't like a, it was more that I didn't get to do the surprise, but.
Well, he told me on text that he was going to use the money to surprise her with something nice, like a little getaway or something.
Oh.
And it seems to have gotten back to her already. Yeah.
By the way, first off, you totally got caught. I was going to tell you, honey. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, I didn't get caught with anything. I just didn't have the money yet.
Who ratted you out?
My stepdad.
Dude.
Well, he wasn't ratting me out.
He did. That's a total rat out.
He thought that she knew that I had won that.
He didn't know.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I'd be a little angry at my stepdad on that one.
Nah,
I'm like,
everything's
seriously?
Good.
Did you do me a favor in Canada,
dude,
man?
She's upset that he bet $1 on a horse race. Come on.
No, but had she not known, then she didn't need to know about the 1700. We talked about the slush fund, Buck. That's what was going to allow you.
Tell her I won 1200 and keep the other five.
No, you tell her you won like 800. Fuck you. Sometimes, Buckley,
she's just unhappy with you.
Yeah.
I, for one, think you're noble, man, because you. We're going to use the now. The question is you were going to use the money on for something nice for her.
Yeah.
But were you going to tell her where that money came from, or were you just going to do something nice for her?
No, I was going to do something nice and then also tell her that this is because of that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this right now.
Okay.
A man's winnings and losings, you know whose business that is? His own.
Well, when I brought him to this radio program, that changed.
Mm.
Yeah, we shouldn't have done that, huh?
Mm.
I mean, I don't think it would have gotten back to her if not.
Every now and then, the BTJ will ask me. She got you got money? You know, bet this weekend. I'll just be like, maybe, just a few here or there. I'd keep it vague. You don't need to know. It's none of your business what I've got going on in here.
I'm with you on that.
Right? It's just
I always will like if they say, hey, do you have money on this? I will always say yes if
yeah,
I do.
Yeah. And that, I get that never, a lot too. Do you have any, did you make a bet on the game? Yeah.
I got this. Yeah. Thing. Yeah, I do. Yeah. But I never talk denominations.
No, never. It's no one's business.
That's right.
That stays between you and right. well, you.
I've had to explain to my wife many times. It comes and it goes.
Exactly.
Babe.
Thank you. And when they ask you, like, I'll be excited about something, she's like, how much did you win? And the answer is, I don't know, a little bit. You just keep it vague. Yeah. Did you lose some? Yeah, I lost a little bit.
Did pretty well there.
Yeah.
Pretty well today.
Had a little tough day. It's going well.
Had a rough week. So you always have the qualifier. A rough week last week, but you know what? This is a nice little win on Rory here.
Meanwhile, Buckley's over here gotten his stepdad. If the stepdad's listening, what's stepdad's name?
Eric.
Hey, Eric. Why don't you do us all a favor and can it, buddy? My God.
He heard us talking about it and assumed that I'd had the same conversation with Kim already, and I hadn't. And so he's like, he gets home, he's like, so Ryan's a rich man, huh? And she's like,
she's looking at you.
And she's like, what are you talking about?
Oh boy, I had to have a conversation with someone at the station about something along this line. Is there is someone at the station now that is dating the best friend of the BTJ.
Okay.
And we had to have a chat one time about, hey, you do us all a favor and shut up about what's going on around here.
Oh, you mean on the air?
Well, no, he's an oversharer, so he goes home and tells his significant other about stuff that's going on at the office and like what's happening and different. And I'm like, what? And then of course that gets back to mine, and then she's like, well, you didn't tell me about that. And I'm like, because it's not relevant. It's not.
Yeah, you don't need to know that.
You don't need to know
but
that.
But she found out because of him.
Yes.
You know, I think this problem needs to be eliminated.
Yeah, so believe me, I've thought about it. I had to go to him and be like, hey, you know what?
I would not like that.
You do it anymore,
if
you're
if my
problems.
Wife had a conduit.
Yeah, I don't like it.
To our shenanigans.
Thank you.
Not interested in
not
that.
Not interested at all.
At all.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and close off that funnel of information.
Yeah, it's right. It's problematic.
And the only way to do it is murder the guy.
It's that possible.
Shut up ourselves.
Yeah. It's possible.
Well, we can't shut up. We have a radio
That's
show.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I tell her, I'm like, don't believe listen. Everything you hear on the
yeah,
radio.
Yeah, don't listen. Just look, when I leave the house, just accept the fact that things are going to happen and you don't need to worry about what's happening there. Eric, the stepdad.
What a tangled web we weave.
He's a P1, by the way. Loves the show.
Eric. Well, was he always, or did he just get in because...
No, he's always been a listener. He was a listener to you guys before I even moved up here.
So when you got the gig, he was like, oh my God!
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You're the producer for Sook and that other guy?
That's what he said.
Just, isn't it widely known that you don't talk to someone else's wife about anything that they're doing? Because you never know... What has been discussed?
I mean, I think in fairness, we were talking about it on the radio. He just assumed it's out for public consumption.
That's fair. Both of those comments right there, both of them, equally.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Equally fair.
But he thought this is like out there in the ether. Like, it could have been one of my buddy's wives who like texted my wife about it or something. Like, that information's out there. I expected she might know.
You are correct about that. However, to your point, I do think, now I think this is a little high level for some people, yeah. But let's talk advanced advanced husbandry.
Yes.
And one, if you are teaching a curriculum on advanced husbandry, it is what you just said.
Yeah.
You have to be aware
yeah.
of the general male-female marriage dynamic. You got to shut your mouth. Like,
it's a code of silence.
What am I trying to say? Like, you just don't overshare.
No.
You can't.
You undershare.
That's
if
right.
If you ever think about,
that's right.
Hey, should I be saying this? The answer is no.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the same thing if you're out and about. If you go out, whether that's you're at a concert, you're at a sporting event, whatever. It's the whole, like, no, what happened? I don't know. We went to the game and we came back. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't go home and be like, oh my God, you should have said, no. It's just, you go out, you do your thing, and you come home. What happened out there stays out there.
As far as the wives know, your relationship, your friendship, yeah. is the most boring friendship of all time.
Thank you.
That's what we want.
Yes.
And if you don't, there's just ways to blow that yes. up.
If they find out you're having too much fun out there without them, or you're making too much money, that's a problem. It's a problem.
Yeah. Well, that's one course in our curriculum on
yes.
advanced husbandry.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well... just like yesterday, we have blown it again. But the beauty of it is, because we don't have a hot five at five...
it doesn't matter!
It doesn't matter.
Say goodbye to that 1700, Buck. You know what?
That's what are you going
to
do with
it? You know, I know what's going to happen to it now. It's going to go to some sort of repair
it's going
bill.
To daycare.
Or, yeah. It's...
We do have a couple kids' medical bills.
Of course.
And we will probably. It'll also go to some triathlon expenses. We're going to stay a couple nights in Bend over Father's Day weekend. So money will go towards
this
that.
This whole thing just depresses me so much. You win $1,700. You know where it's going. It's going to medical bills. That's not what gambling winnings are for.
I know. You wish it were cocaine and whores.
That's what gambling is.
I will say, though, for all your winnings this year so far, you should siphon some of that off. It's got to be.
Yeah, you can't just gamble that back.
Not anymore because of Eric. She knows how much.
Well, on that one, she does. She doesn't. Now, you're telling me you haven't told her about all the first round leader wins and the Justin Thomas win.
I mean, here and there, but not like it's not like I come home and tell her, like, babe, guess what happened on
does
the links
have
today?
Access to your account?
My Bovada account? Yeah. No. Why? No. Why would she? We place bets together. The marriage that wagers together stays together.
All right.
God. We should break.
Yeah.
I have to go throw someone off a bridge.
A little too close to home.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Coming up next, the future of play calling is here on The Fan. Well, I saw this article and thought it interesting. And
we should probably discuss.
Once again, Wall Street Journal. They always have, not always, but
they do a nice job.
A lot of their sports stuff is really good.
Agreed.
I didn't see this anywhere else. And I teased this by saying it's the future of play calling. Did you know? Well, actually, I'll just read you the first bit of the article. It says, imagine a future in which Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and every other NFL player takes the field armed with a piece of digital technology that can communicate information instantaneously. Instead of long, obtruse play calls radioed into a quarterback's ear and getting drowned out by tens of thousands of screaming fans, each play would just appear in front of each player's eyes on a wristband. It would completely transform the way the game looks and even how it's played.
Yeah, I could see that.
You could see that.
Well,
I could too.
There's a commercial that's been running for the last year or two that they do this for deaf schools. There's a little eyepiece in the helmet, like a little monocle looking thing, and the coach can type in a play and it appears on the player's monocle and they can see the play and then they can go up to the line because obviously getting plays into a deaf team and communicating that could be quite challenging. So if they can do that now to some extent, and I think there's some leeway in allowing them to do that, I can totally see a world where that's coming. In fact, the wristband almost seems a little antiquated. I would think that it would be something, again, along like a visor inside a helmet.
See it in your helmet?
See it in your helmet. Like this a heads-up display that you have in your car.
In a move that fell under the radar of most football fans, the league that oversees high school football in Texas just approved a change permitting the use of these types of wearable devices. So Friday Night Lights in Texas, some schools are going to be wearing these wristbands.
Huh.
And that's where they will get their play calls. Each player will have one.
That's pretty cool.
I think that is cool. And it says the ramifications of this could be seismic, from supercharging offenses by allowing them to rip off plays at warp speed to tamping down the sign-stealing suspicions that have roiled the sport in recent years.
Well, I mean, already, I guess in high school you don't, but in college in the NFL you have helmet communication, and then it's all hand signal stuff. But, This makes
way too much sense.
It does way too much
sense. It really does. The only thing, I mean, I thought of, and it's a small thing, is just sort of like having that on your wrist carrying the ball or it getting caught on.
Yeah, I don't know how that would, and again, it would be the size and what does the screen feel like? Like, I don't know.
They've got a picture of it here.
Yeah, but
it's like a little wristwatch.
Is it flexible? Yeah, I don't know. So you just look down and it would say like red, right, you know, zip 23 jet, you know, whatever, XY cross. And everyone looks down at it. You got the play and away you go.
Now, the big drawback that they're talking about here is that when they've tested this, they had one instance where a watch fell off of a player's wrist,
yeah,
and it got into the hands of the other team. Ooh. And that became a problem. But it's now,
kind of like a playbook falling out.
Yeah. But now the company that makes it is saying that you can just wipe
the device,
have an off switch. Yeah.
Yeah. I would assume it'd be pretty easy to say, okay, there's 30 watches online and you can monitor, like being hooked up to a Wi-Fi network, right?
Yeah. You can just shut her down.
You shut her down.
But it says that, because you may think, oh, that's too costly. How the hell are high schools going to afford that? This says it is cost efficient for football teams on a budget, while in-helmet communication systems can go for tens of thousands.
Really?
Go Route says the starting cost for its product is only about $5,000. Yeah, I didn't know that either, but I guess in-helmet communication systems are quite expensive.
Well, that seems like a ripoff.
Well, it probably is, because they know these schools have all this money to pay them.
But you need... colleges. This makes no sense.
There's probably not a lot of competition yet either, so if you're one of the only ones doing it, you can charge a lot more.
I hate to do this, but why couldn't you just have... You just need an earpiece and one walkie-talkie. Like, what is $10,000 about that? That baffles me.
Well, that sounds to me like you've got a system that is used abundantly that became kind of the system.
A slightly more advanced console.
Well, it is amazing.
They know who's buying it, so they crank up the price.
It's amazing to me how overinflated stuff can become tens of thousands of dollars. So they're saying this is $5,000, and then you have to buy each watch or each wristband.
No, I think, well,
$5,000 for a team.
It says the starting cost for its product is about $5,000. I'm thinking team.
Huh. That's it. That's to get the base kind of, and then you probably get add-ons with the
equipment.
Well, yeah, and I'm assuming you have to have whatever. I mean, at any given time, you probably need 50 of these things. You know, an active rod. Maybe in high school, that's more like 30 or 35. But you know, because I'm assuming you'd have one on the defensive side of the ball too.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they have them too. Yeah, they tried this. So it was the Division III Liberty League, home to schools such as Hobart and Union College. Hmm. They ran a trial with Go Route's technology during its conference games this year. While there were some minor hiccups, including a watch that fell into the possession of the opposing team, the biggest complaint from most of the coaches was that the trial limited each team to just three devices on each side of the ball. That's where they're implementing the kill switch. But the conference's commissioner said it was easy to implement. Not only did it reduce questions about sign stealing, but it generally increased the efficiency of in-game communications across the league.
Yeah.
And he said, ultimately, all the coaches were supportive of it. They just think that it's better if every player has it instead of three.
It would make sense if everyone had it. So
there you go.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing that in 10 years, we'll look at the way we call football now as beyond archaic.
Well,
I talked about this when Chip kind of did the whole blur offense. I mean, that I don't feel like I played football that long ago, except now. I mean, and because this was, you know, obviously when Chip was doing this was decade plus ago, but now it's actually been a long time. I mean, it's been 20 plus years, but I remember at the time sitting there and when I was kind of going through what this offense and the cue cards and all that, I was like, my God, this is a completely different game than what I played. I mean, there was some no huddle stuff like Jim Kelly and the K gun and stuff in Buffalo, but dude, football was huddles and long play calls. I mean, like really long. We played a West Coast offense. Our play calls were just stupid long, right? And we had all our checks and audibles. I mean, we ran a pro style West Coast offense, and the idea that you could get to the line and like hold up a cue card and everyone knows what's going on, that blew my mind. And it's funny that, you know, now the that is again archaic because we all have communication in our ears. And my guess is this will be the next step. And then eventually it's just going to be an visor in your helmet. And, you know, it will continue to advance. And as the years go on, we'll look at the way we play. I mean, pitch comms, right? In baseball.
Oh, the best part of football is football.
I mean, remember when you were a kid, I always thought, because I got to play catcher, I always thought giving the signs was the coolest thing, and we had two pitches.
One or two.
But I remember like learning to hide it down there, and I thought it was awesome. And like the I'd look to the dugout, and the coach would like casually put two fingers up on his neck. We're like, ha-ha, sneaky curveball.
You feel all advanced if you give the pitcher the location to fastball outside.
Outside. Meanwhile, I'm just hoping the guy gets it anywhere near the plate. And now you got pitch comms. I mean, the guys are down there with little wristbands telling
I think it'll be funny to look back on the silliness of what college sidelines used to do to hide their...
We're just now getting rid of the chain gang. So we're going to look back on that one and be like, I can't believe we had that in 2024.
Well, they're not even getting rid of it.
No, I know. It's still kind of
It's going to be a backup.
Yep.
So this company is called Go Route, And they say they work with over 1,000 schools across the country already. A lot of major college programs use their product in practice. Mm. So I would like to ask Dan Lanning about that next time we have him on. I don't know if Oregon uses that, but
I don't know.
That is, I didn't know it was so prevalent already. It's in games.
Didn't know. Never heard of this.
And they say that their devices are not only watches, but they're wristbands or belt packs that they have.
Oh, the belt pack would make sense because you just look down.
Look
at
down
it.
And yeah. Maybe hide it a little better down there.
Well, if I was a lineman, I wouldn't want a watch or anything on right. my, you know, I would think that the belt pack, because sometimes the old wristband, there will be people that will wear those like receivers and they'll wear them on their belt. And then you can just like kind of look down at it. Cause that's the way wristbands work now is a lot of times it's just number. Like the guy will just hold up 12 and then you look down and it's number 12, but you still have to read that to the rest of the team. Yeah. Linemen don't have, they don't have wristbands, but this would eliminate all that. And I'm guessing they can probably do something in advance because for a lot of times the linemen, I don't need to know anything other than my protection.
Right.
So it would actually might be kind of nice as a lineman that, you get rid of this big long ass play call and you just tell me what my protection is. So like in a long play call, the only thing that may matter to me is two jet. The two tells me what side my protection is going to. And then the jet tells me whether it's a 3, 5, 7 step or whatever. So you could literally just have to the old lineman, you could give them the relevant part of the play and eliminate all the rest. So
well, the entire Texas high school football system
is using this.
Well, it's now legal to use them.
Which means pretty
a
soon.
A lot of them will, yeah.
Well, anyone that has money, which is most Texas programs.
Right. The big ones.
This is going to be coming.
Yeah. Huh. And, you know, before you say, well, it's just high school, a lot of stuff starts in high school.
Absolutely.
You know, the air raid started in high school. Yep. All kinds, you know.
Well, trust me, there's going to be a college coach that'll go down and look at that. Or, again, if they're already being used in practice and it's efficient, it's only a matter of time before the NCAA, which doesn't even really exist anymore, just says, yeah, you can go with it, and away you go.
And that is the future of football play calling.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Coming up next, basketball things, and we'll also have fun with leftover sports audio. Here's Buck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Well, the Pat Spencer show has begun.
Yeah.
The new Steph Curry.
Well.
By the way, Steph did not sound...
No.
Hopeful. Did you see any of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. When he was given his media availability today...
He ain't coming back.
I think he knows that this one is... look, he's not coming back this series. I'll tell you that much.
See you next round?
Hopefully.
Boy. Yeah, he just, you know, he was outright like, I've never had this before. He kept talking about how it's tricky.
He said he hasn't dealt with a soft tissue issue in 7 years.
No, he basically said, like, after a week, you can even start to think about, like, how hard you can push it. And, yeah, no timetable for return. Steph's not coming back.
It's already 8-0, Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could this one go the way of Denver OKC last night?
It's possible. Well, that's the way. I mean, I made my dumb, you know, statement. It was mainly about Denver and OKC, but I said it to Boston. I said, just lay whatever points. I said, they're both going to win. But I said, Oklahoma City is going to kick the hell out of the Thunder.
I like Oklahoma Sunny.
Oklahoma Sunny. And Boston was on their way to doing it. Boston just, I mean, they were up 20, but God, Oklahoma City put their foot on Denver's nuts and made them believe in it. It's insane. I mean, that is an old-fashioned ass kick.
They kicked what were they up by, like 49?
I think they won by 43, did they?
Your balls jiggling?
And I think they were up by 49.
49.
Yeah.
Although in today's NBA, yeah, you know, it's like it gets to 28 and you're like, well.
There have been 5 comebacks of 20-plus in this playoffs alone.
That's insane.
But when it gets to 40, you feel pretty comfortable. And Denver pulled the cord.
It's insane.
I mean, they knew.
But Denver, you know, they got what they wanted.
Yeah.
They wanted one there.
They got a split.
They got it.
It wouldn't shock me one bit. And I said Oklahoma City in 6. It wouldn't shock me if that's Oklahoma City in 5. And the Boston.
Look at you. Now changing your tune.
Well, 6. And I said now possibly.
Well, they
5.
Won by 49. Yeah. And now
Oklahoma
like,
City is not going to lose that series. And I didn't think that about the Celtics either. But, I mean, 2-0, and yet they're still the favorite.
What kind of number are we getting on Golden State to win the series, Buck, now that Curry's out?
Good question. You know? I don't know.
By the way, Halliburton.
They're favored by 11 in this, by the way.
Minnesota.
Yeah, they're favored by 11.
All the home teams generally have been favored, not all of them, but just generally speaking, the home teams have been 8 to 11 point favorites in pretty much all of these games.
Yeah. And yet,
so you would be losing a lot of money if you kept betting that.
And I'm assuming Indiana now is the overwhelming favorite in their series.
That one I saw earlier today, and I don't remember. I know that they are favored. It's not overwhelming.
No.
I think it's like 210, maybe something like that.
Because that is...
Because Cleveland's
Pacers banged
up.
Are minus 180 to win the series.
Okay.
Cleveland plus 155.
Because now you're up 2-0, and you got 3 guys for Cleveland that are beat up, including... Two important one, and one probably isn't coming back.
Looks like Warriors to win the series plus 175.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I don't like that number at all.
I don't either. I mean, I guess I wouldn't put it past old playoff Jimmy, but
no.
I mean, come on.
I don't think they're getting by Minnesota without Steph.
Well,
unless Pat Spencer just steps up like we know he can.
Well, and Jimmy's having to play 40-plus minutes. Did you see in game one, one of the trainers went over to him and was trying to get, or one of the coaches, and get his attention, and he looked up at him and he said, I'm tired, leave me alone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's
it's
just...
going great.
I'm too tired, I can't hear you right now.
Buck, you're a Warriors fan. When you watch him, do you like Kim Butler? I mean, I know he's...
How? I mean, the team is 29-11 since
he
got here, so I kind of like him.
He's kind of not what he used to be.
Oh, he's definitely not. He's more of a, he's kind of got more of that like YMCA old man game. He's like he's crafty. He's really smart. He's got a great IQ, yeah. But he's not like he's playing above the rim, and he's not got like some crazy knockdown jumper. He's just smart. He controls the ball. He gets to the foul line. He's kind of a scoring glue guy, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, I just think a lot of people would expect more, maybe.
I also think that he's been really good at letting Steph do his thing. Like Steph had been much better once Jimmy got there, and he's kind of stayed out of the way and ceded to Steph a little bit. And so we'll see now with Steph out if he does his playoff Jimmy mode.
Yeah, I mean, he did. I mean, he lifted a very average Miami team, and Golden State can still play defense. And look, it's not the same thing, but their win percentage with and without Steph this year are basically the same.
Mm.
But this is obviously a different animal in the playoffs. And
playoff?
Well, it just stinks because you kind of felt like Golden State maybe had a little something special going. And then
playoffs?
You know,
well, we need Steph.
Hammies go down.
The NBA is better when Steph's on the court.
Yes.
Halliburton, I saw, Pacers, 10 of 11 to tie or take the lead this year. Did you know that? He's only missed one out of 11 shots to tie or take the lead in the final 2 minutes.
Good Lord.
This season.
Because we talked about that in the past with Dame. Those clutch numbers for everybody usually aren't very good.
No, they're pretty low.
But he's 10 of 11.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, maybe he deserves the big ball celebration. They said they're not going to fine him for that, by the way.
But he got a warning.
Warning. No more big balls.
Start, bench, cut. Halliburton, Aaron Gordon, Şengün.
This postseason or just overall in general? Because, you know.
Well, for a year. You get one of them for next year. You got to start one, bench one, cut one.
Oh, that's tough. I'm starting Halliburton. I'm benching Şengün, and I'm cutting Aaron Gordon. And Aaron Gordon's great, but I think when you're talking about upside, I think Gordon is what he is. I think Halliburton's an emerging guy.
Okay.
And obviously has the clutch gene and was on Team USA. And then you got a young center there that is now a 20-10 guy that's just scratching the surface. I think Gordon is what he is, and he's a great third piece. And those other two probably, okay, obviously better than third pieces.
Start, bench, cut. Halliburton, Mitchell, Brunson.
That's tough. I'm starting Brunson. Brunson,
really? Mitchell, huh?
Yeah, Brunson is a beast.
He's awesome.
God damn.
I don't know. I might go Mitchell. I might go Halliburton. I don't know.
Well, it's funny because like in that game, Mitchell was better than Halliburton throughout the entire game. And then at the end, like he didn't have like 40-point games. In game two, Donovan Mitchell was great.
Well, Mitchell did have 40.
Yeah, I'm saying Halliburton did not. He just had the plays down the stretch. God, that's tough. I'm starting Brunson either way.
Okay.
Brunson's the man.
Who are you cutting, Halliburton or Mitchell?
And for 1 year?
Next year.
Are
you cutting Mitchell?
No, I think I'm cutting Halliburton. For one year? If you're giving me careers, if you're giving me...
I'm giving you next year.
I think I'm taking Mitchell.
All right.
That's tough, though.
Okay. All right, that's basketball things. In our next segment, we have fun with leftover sports audio. Are people really saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea?
Donovan Mitchell's only 28, by the way. I thought he was a little older than that.
How old's Brunson?
Only you.
28. And then...
Halliburton, 27?
Only you.
25.
Halliburton younger, huh?
So a couple years younger.
All right, fun with leftover sports audio is next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Well, we are halfway through the first quarter, and the Warriors have 5 points.
Well, but that's better for, like, the first, I don't know, like 8 minutes, they didn't have a point. They were down 13-0, so they're on a 5-0 run.
Yeah,
right now.
They're so hot, they are now on pace for 40 total points.
Well, we've seen some, oh, look at this right here, 7 points coming. We've seen some 11-point quarters.
He airballed that, by the way.
Oh, well.
Just like you to.
Yeah, well.
So not 7 points.
Sorry about that. We've seen some 11-point quarters this year, so this tracks.
So the first bit of leftover sports audio I'm going to play for you is just cute.
Okay.
Because it's an umpire.
Oh, I like cute.
And it's an umpire who cares. Hmm. Now, what you're going to hear at the end.
Little League or?
No, this is the Red Sox and
Major League Baseball.
I don't know, somebody. And anyway, towards the end, you will hear the mic will be on and it will catch the umpire after his reversed call.
Okay.
Here he comes, trying to score. Here's the throw. He dives. He's safe.
See that tag right there? Was the
after review, the call on the field is overturned. The runner is out. Minnesota retains.
So it is 6-1 as the call is overturned at the end of eight. Red Sox ahead 6-1.
I saw that too. Damn it.
So he dropped an F-bomb and then he's like, I effing saw that too. Damn it. He was so mad that he missed that call.
Yeah.
And he even saw, isn't that weird that he said, I even saw that too.
Well, I'm willing to guess that if you're an umpire, I mean, like, and it's a bang bang play like that. In your mind, you're like, I think he would, and you're just like, no, initial instinct, and then you know,
and you go back and go, oh, I did see that.
I did see it, and that was my first thought, but then I overthought it, and
so that was umpire Bill Miller.
Well, I'm sure that's a bit emasculating and embarrassing when you get a call wrong, and then it gets overturned in front of everybody. Like, no one,
especially
likes
that. The bad ones.
Yeah, no one wants that.
The egregious ones.
Yeah, you're like, That's an umpire that cares.
But at least we can do something about it now. Remember when Jim Joyce blew the Armando Galarraga one and there's no review and like it took away the kid's perfect game? And
yeah. Oof.
Dude, that at least ate, now we can get it right.
Yeah, that ate him up. I mean, he was crying after that.
Yep.
Now
cost someone a World Series, you know, at one point.
Oh, no, it didn't. Whoa.
Some may
that's
say,
not true.
Some may say that was a fraudulent World Series, Isaac Rupp.
Yeah, that wasn't fraudulent at all. That was a terrible call.
It was.
But.
Could you not say that that tilted the entire momentum? No.
Which call are you
series?
Referring to? I know this is a long-standing beef between you, but what call
oh,
in that series
is this isn't a beef, but he's pushing my buttons.
I'm just poking, because maybe the Kansas City Royals World Series.
This is the 1985 Don Dinkinger call.
One of the worst calls.
I know that call.
It is the most egregious.
Yeah.
Call, and the Royals guy was safe. They ended up winning the game. What people forget...
I thought you were talking something Mets-Royals, so...
No.
What people forget is that there was still a Game 7 the next day.
Yes, but...
And the Royals won handily.
But what they say, I think it was Ozzie Smith, they were so deflated after that, it...
Yeah, actually, we had Ozzie Smith on, and he did say that.
Yes.
He said that... Because they melted down after that. Whitey Herzog melted down, got kicked out.
Everyone lost
it. The next game, I think Miguel Andujar got kicked out.
And Ozzy said they just were completely drained, and they said they could never recover from it. Therefore, I'm claiming that World Series title to be Bush League.
Well, we got another one a couple years ago, so it's all good.
I'm just saying, I don't like you claiming two World Series, because like one of those was had under fraudulent circumstances.
So now to diarrhea news.
Hmm.
This is sports diarrhea news.
Yeah. Hot trots.
Yeah, this was funny. So this is a ESPNU broadcast of the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference Men's Lacrosse Championship.
It's a mouthful right there.
So you probably weren't watching this
no,
live.
Although, if there was one person that were watching that, wouldn't it be Jason Swigard?
Yes.
I feel like Swag would be on his couch, like, he's like, wait a minute, the Metro, what was that thing again?
Hold on, everybody.
The Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference Men's Lacrosse Championship.
I feel like there's a better than average chance that Swag was aware that that was going on.
Here's the situation.
Sacred Heart Pioneers are playing Siena Saints. Mm. Okay?
Dude, toss out the records when those two Titans get together.
And you know how they use crowd mics?
Yeah.
So they like to accentuate the ambiance of the game.
You know, kind
of
like...
What?
That's the Rick Riz.
Oh.
That's the sort of thing that only a crowd mic can get. I'm sure that goes on in lacrosse.
Well, in this instance, the actual announcers, I think you'll be able to tell the difference between the actual announcers and the patron at the game.
A lot of people saying this doesn't go anywhere. For those lucky enough to listen.
Let's go, Saints.
Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
And now we'll get our penalty. So Sacred Heart to the man up, trailing by two at the beginning of this fourth quarter.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize for our crowd mic.
Okay. I love the...
The okay is the best part of that clip.
Okay. Oh, well, they slipped it in once and he was not going to say anything, but the second one...
A lot of people say Sacred Heart has diarrhea. By the way, that's the perfect thing to say.
That woman gets an A+. It's nothing vulgar. And by the way, there's nothing better. I use this one at the house all the time. You know, people are saying.
Do it on the show constantly.
People are saying.
Who are people?
People.
Just people. Just people. That's what Trump does.
Trump. That's and that's where I get it. People are talking.
People are saying
they've never seen diarrhea like this.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with
them. Big, beautiful diarrhea. They say, oh, wow, you've never seen diarrhea.
Big, beautiful diarrhea. I've never seen the diarrhea.
I love Tesla. Like this. It goes drip.
It goes drip.
Drip.
That is how the diarrhea goes. Yeah, that lady is phenomenal.
Yeah. A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
That might need to be a drop, or at least the reporter.
I think that's right, and I think that if we have the diarrhea drop, we could just superimpose other team names over
that's true.
Sacred Heart.
Yeah. A lot of people saying Huskies have diarrhea.
The Panthers have diarrhea. I think it's a new bit. I smell a bit.
Well played. We'll never know who that lady is, but she was the hero that we all needed.
Do you think the internet has found her? I was going to look that up.
I don't know.
But
that might be hard to track down.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's from some random lacrosse game.
The person would have to take credit for it, I would think.
And then if you are taking credit for it, chances are that's not you, you know. I'd like to believe that the person that did that wouldn't take credit for it. They would just phantom into the background. Never to be heard from again until they pop up next year in front of a crowd mic again.
Yes.
Like if that was a reoccurring bet and they were trolling that broadcast team.
Yes. Or just Just on any crowd mic. Like, start doing, like, it'd be like the Washington State game day flag.
Well, it's like when, now at golf tournaments, the Baba Booey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever someone's getting ready to tee off.
That's a little long, though, to say. Do it. A lot of people saying Roy McIlroy has diarrhea.
Maybe not in golf, but it could become, you know.
A lot of people are saying.
A lot of people.
All right. There's diarrhea news.
I enjoyed that.
First time in 12 years, Netflix is making a change, and a great rock band is retiring. That will kick off the club next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.